Pedagogy of Play, Supporting Playful Learning in Classrooms and Schools by Ben Mardell, Jen Ryan, Mara Krzyzewski, Magina Baker, Savannah Schultz, and Yvonne Lou Constant. This book is dedicated to the teachers and school leaders worldwide who gave so much to care for and educate their students during the COVID-19 pandemic. A playful introduction. In schools around the world, children are learning through play. They are 4 years old, fourth graders, and 14-year-olds. They are learning about math, science, geography, literature, and dance. Around the world, children are leading their own learning, exploring the unknown, encountering challenges, and finding joy in their learning. Why we wrote this book? We wrote this book because we want more children around the world to lead their own learning, explore the unknown, and find joy in school. Why? Because such playful learning can help students learn fundamental concepts and skills, as well as develop their abilities to collaborate, solve problems, and navigate uncertainty. Because using play as a strategy for learning, asking what if in order to explore, adapt, and create, is vital in addressing complex local and global issues. And because we want to support you, educators and others concerned with education, to build cultures of playful learning in classrooms and schools. Though the idea of playful learning should have a central role in schools is gaining traction, the reality, apart from early childhood and recess, is that learning through play is not available to most children, particularly in low-resource schools. A false dichotomy is partially to blame, positioning play, enjoyment, and emotions to be at odds with learning and rigor. Creating powerful learning experiences for students means breaking down this distinction. It means bringing children's natural way of learning through play together with the teaching of important skills and mindsets that children need to be contributing members of their community. Since 2015, the Pedagogy of Play team at Project Zero, a research center at the Harvard Graduate School of Education, has been collaborating with the LEGO Foundation, a foundation dedicated to making learning through play a priority for children around the world, and colleagues from around the globe to reimagine learning in schools. In this book, we share a comprehensive framework for guiding practice and decision-making about playful learning in early childhood, primary, and secondary education. In other words, we share a pedagogy of play. We also share examples and other resources to help you and your colleagues build classroom and school cultures where playful learning thrives. You might be wondering, why a pedagogy of play? Why not a pedagogy of inquiry, making, tinkering, or discovery learning? Why not a pedagogy of collaboration, creativity, and critical thinking? Such pedagogies would indeed be useful and, in many cases, already exist. A number of powerful approaches to teaching and learning, active learning, inquiry-based learning, learner-centered pedagogy, rights-based education, and project-based learning, are close cousins to a pedagogy of play and have inspired some of the ideas presented in this book. Each of these pedagogical approaches aims to foster student agency, creativity, and collaboration, along with essential literacies and disciplinary knowledge. Each is designed to help learners see new points of view and imagine a more just world. Each rejects the industrial model of schooling and the transmission image of learning, where children are seen as empty containers to fill with knowledge. We draw on these pedagogies and highlight play, a wonderful part of humanity's evolutionary heritage, because of its unique characteristics that foster learning. You might also wonder, why a pedagogy of play? Why not a curriculum of play? Although curriculum is important and many curricula are compatible with playful learning, our aim extends beyond specific lessons, units, and content to foster classroom and school cultures that support playful learning. Creating such cultures requires a comprehensive and collaborative approach to teaching and learning, a pedagogy. We wrote this book for teachers and leaders who want to leverage playful learning to advance learning goals in their classrooms and schools. We wrote this book for teacher candidates who want to explore why playful learning is an essential ingredient to teaching and learning. We wrote this book for family and community members and policymakers who want to learn more about playful learning and advocate for it. We wrote this book because we know there are challenges in bringing more playful learning into schools. These challenges exist on multiple levels of the education system, from teaching practices to national policy. This book focuses on challenges teachers and school leaders face, including bringing together play and learning goals in classroom activities, building school cultures that support playful learning, changing perceptions of families and others about the connection between play and learning, and navigating policies, for example, curriculum, evaluation systems, and resource allocation that can undermine playful learning. We wrote this book because we believe all children have the right to learn through play. Our perspective on playful learning. The ideas in this book are based on the literature about learning and play, insights from educators and researchers around the globe, and collaborative research conducted with teachers and school leaders in Denmark, South Africa, the US, and Colombia. In Denmark, we conducted observations, interviews, and focus groups with educators at the International School of Billund, ISB, an independent school with learning through play at the center of its mission. We also supported the school's adult learning community in a variety of ways. In South Africa, the US, and Colombia, we worked with local researchers who observed in classrooms, recorded video, and interviewed teachers, school leaders, and students. In all four countries, we strove to conduct research with rather than on our educational partners and their communities. We touch on aspects of our research process throughout the book. You can find an in-depth explanation of our research methods in Appendix A. Our perspective on playful learning is grounded in socio-constructivist theories of learning and development, in which higher-order thinking is built through experience and reflecting on that experience, often with other people. In addition, we embrace the view that although there are universal aspects of development, learning is also shaped by culture. Our perspective is also influenced by our values and beliefs. We believe children of all ages and abilities are creative and curious, driven to make sense of the world. We believe there are multiple ways of knowing and learning. We see the arts as a powerful way to develop, express, and communicate thinking and feeling. We see the purpose of education as supporting children in developing disciplinary understandings and agency, acquiring skills, collaborating with others, and learning about topics that will prepare them to participate in the wider society. At the same time, we believe schools should be places where children are active citizens in the here and now. Finally, we believe that a pedagogy of play is only possible when both children and educators are part of a school culture that fosters trust and safety. Without psychological safety and trust, playful learning will not thrive. Although we come from different backgrounds, we are mainly based in the U.S. To broaden our perspective and create a framework useful to educators across cultures, we receive feedback from colleagues around the world. Our book is not the final word on playful learning. We invite you to interpret, question, and adapt our ideas, creating new knowledge about playful learning in schools. The organization of the book. This book is organized around answers to three questions regarding the why, what, and how of playful learning. Why do educators need a pedagogy of play? What does playful learning look and feel like? How can educators promote playful learning? In Chapter 1, we share six core principles from our work to explain why a pedagogy of play is needed. Aware that communities and family members, and even some educators, may not understand why play should be part of schools, in Chapter 2, we explore the relationship between play and learning and share research that can inform advocacy for playful learning. An essential step in promoting playful learning is clarity about what you are trying to promote. Although playful learning is universal, it is also culturally specific. In Chapter 3, we address the question of what playful learning looks and feels like. Our answer is shared in what we call cross-cultural indicators of playful learning. We describe the research through which these indicators were developed and expand common notions of what playful learning involves. Chapters 4 and 5 address the question of how. In Chapter 4, we discuss creating classroom cultures that support playful learning. We describe five core teaching practices that promote playful learning across grade levels and content areas, and introduce the process of documentation. Documentation makes playful learning visible in order to shape and deepen learning. Chapter 5 highlights school-wide and adult-focused practices that can support playful learning. We share 5 practices for school leaders, administrators, and teachers that foster a culture of playful learning. In Chapter 6, we offer concluding thoughts of how to bring playful learning to all learners. We identify potential challenges when promoting playful learning, along with some what-ifs possibilities for addressing them. We also explore the idea of more than one way as a key ingredient for considering how to bring playful learning to more classrooms and schools. We end the book with a POP toolbox, 18 tools and resources to support playful learning in classrooms and schools. You can find all these tools on the Pedagogy of Play website. See the show notes to find your way there. We have also included endnotes in our show notes with traditional references as well as some playful musings that allow you to dig deeper. Throughout the book, you will find 8 pictures of practice that address adult and student learning. These examples come from schools in the 4 countries that collaborated in this research and portray playful learning in kindergarten through secondary school in a variety of subject areas. The context of the examples vary in terms of geography, cultural values, and level of resources in each school. In these pictures of practice, we lean into what can be described as teacher-guided experiences because examples of children learning in free play are widely available and because such teacher-guided experiences are closer to what is possible in many schools. We refer to these pictures of practice throughout the book to illustrate our answers to the why, what, and how of playful learning. An invitation to play. We invite you to listen to this book with a playful mindset and view the ideas, examples, and tools as opportunities to ask, what if? We invite you to engage with the book with a sense of possibility, to use our ideas to experiment, collaborate, and engage in the joy of learning. We believe playfulness helps set the conditions for significant learning and suspect that reflecting on your playful learning will help you create these conditions for your students. An invitation to play does not mean we do not take teaching, learning, and school seriously. We do. How to improve schooling is a vital and urgent topic, and we are deeply committed to education as a means of empowering young people to create and shape the kind of world they and we want to live in. However, school and learning need not be dull and unpleasant. Learning can be fun. Play is a strategy for learning. This is true for adults as well as children. There is more than one way to engage with this book. Feel free to listen to the book sequentially, or you can listen to the pictures of practice first and then circle back to the chapters, or look at the tools and then hear about the related practices and strategies. It is up to you. There will be some who question the value of making school more playful. This book provides the information and resources to engage such skeptics. We hope it also provides the courage to experiment with new practices as you join educators worldwide engaging in similar endeavors.